This is Raleigh Burley for KDNK at the Carbondale Farmers Market, speaking with Ben Armstrong, the new Farmers Market Manager. How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's awesome so far. We really have a full market this year. It's filled out the whole street. We got a bunch of options for people. We have a local meat vendor, a couple of produce vendors. We got a bunch of different kinds of food items, prepared salmon, frozen salmon. And it's a really nice day, lots of people here.
How does this market compare to previous markets? Have there been any expansions or changes?
So I am a produce seller at this market, but this is my first year running the market. And Jewel Campbell ran it last year, and she did a great job. This year, I worked with a couple local businesses to get some sponsorship. So we worked with KDNK, the Sopra Sun, AMB Bank, Crystal River Spas, Sopra Wine and Liquor. And so we're putting up a new banner this year. And what I'm really hoping to do is to get SNAP program and the Double Up Food Bucks. So some of those sponsorships will help go to apply for those. So that's the
Could you explain the Double Up Food Bucks?
Sure. So the SNAP program is the food assistance program. So that's like EBT cards. If people are on food stamps, they can go to the grocery store and use their card. So we're trying to get that here at the market. And then for the future, we would like to work with a different program called Double Up Food Bucks. And what that does is it doubles up people's food stamp money. So say someone comes and they have $25 of food stamp money, they can double that money only for fresh produce and vegetables and eggs and bread. So no sweet items, no canned goods, just fresh produce, and they can get double that without any extra charge for them.
Do you see that happening this year, or is that something you want to work on in towards the upcoming seasons?
So Double Up Food Bucks is kind of a new program in Colorado. It started, I think, in Michigan, but it's been going on in Colorado, I think, only for a year. So they're kind of at capacity this year, but I would like to get it for next year. So,
all right. Thank you very much, Ben.
Yeah, thank you, Raleigh.
Hi, my name is Krista Powers, and I'm here with Vermont Sticky.
Could you tell me about Vermont Sticky?
Sure. It's a family-owned and operated business. My grandfather started making maple syrup in the 50s, and I'm a third-generation sugar maker. And this is my second season at the Carbondale Farmers Market.
Do you travel all the way from Vermont, or do you live around here?
So I live in Crested Butte, and then each spring I head back to Vermont to work with my family. It's my dad and aunt and uncle and two cousins. And then I bring back a load of maple syrup with me to sell around Colorado.
And will you be here each week for the farmers market?
I'm not here every week this year. Last year I was, but this year I'll be here maybe four or five times throughout the summer. So again, the week of the 4th of July is my next one.
Jake Saxon.
You're at this booth here. What are you selling?
We are selling medicinal ferments, sauerkraut, kimchi, and beets, along with wildcrafted medicines.
Is this your first year at the Carbondale Farmers Market?
Yes, it is.
Fantastic. So how's it going so far?
So far, so good. Seems like they've expanded into another block, and the flow of people is steady, and Carbondale's a beautiful place.
Could you tell me, what is the product to watch out for here on your table?
I think our fermented beets is probably one of the healthiest possible superfoods that you can eat. It's full of iron, probiotics, and it's also an aphrodisiac, which is a little known fact, so come out and get some.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.